here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally on your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm, and 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
This is a special report from ABC News, U.S. Strikes Back. I'm Mark Remillard. Retaliatory airstrikes carried out Friday by U.S. bombers, hitting more than 85 targets in Iraq and Syria in response to a drone attack in Jordan last weekend that killed three U.S. service members. ABC News contributor and former State Department official Steve Ganyard says it appears the strikes targeted infrastructure and ammunition depots used by Iranian-backed militants, but stopped short of targeting Iran directly or senior leaders of its Revolutionary Guard.
Obviously, the president picked targets here that he felt would not further inflame tensions in the region, would not bring the U.S. into direct confrontation with Iran. And I think we can also expect in the coming days to see strikes on the Houthis in Yemen.
President Biden has said more strikes are forthcoming. Biden and the First Lady taking part in the dignified transfer ceremony Friday as well for the three U.S. service members who arrived back in the country. This is ABC News. An investigation underway into the collapse of an airport hangar in Boise, Idaho that killed three people and injured nine others. ABC's Alex Stone.
What made the aircraft hangar, which was under construction, come down, metal bending and folding as it caved in on itself, is not yet clear. OSHA is leading the investigation. Boise Fire Chief Mark Niemeyer says his airport firefighters happened to have been training close by when the building collapsed, and they were on scene almost immediately.
Our crews are always training for the unpredictable, and Wednesday was unpredictable.
Boise's head of EMS says it was taxing on their system as calls were made for numerous ambulances. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A federal judge dismissing a criminal case against a Northern Michigan man accused of threatening President Biden and Vice President Harris. The judge concluded there was no probable cause to support the case and said that the social media posts attributed to suspect Russell Douglas Warren did not pose a true threat. It's according to Detroit News. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Getting your biggest tax refund from Jackson Hewitt can lead to some spirited reactions.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
Jackson Hewitt is so sure that you'll get your biggest refund that if they don't, you get your money back plus $100.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
And Jackson Hewitt also guarantees the accuracy of your return for life.
Hewitt, yeah!
So don't just sit there. For your biggest refund guaranteed, walk into a Jackson Hewitt today and dance out Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help. So you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Neupert. A pair of experts hired by the state Supreme Court to examine proposed legislative maps say a pair of maps submitted by Republicans continue to be political gerrymanders. They determine that even if Democrats get the majority of statewide seats in future elections, the maps drawn up by the legislature and the Wisconsin Institute of Law and Liberty would still give the majority of assembly and state senate seats to Republicans. They stop short of calling four maps drawn up by Democrats as constitutional because only the Supreme Court can make that decision. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says the state will receive $6 million as part of a settlement with a firm that helped to market opioids. As part of that settlement with Publicus Health, a global health marketing company, the company has agreed to recognize the harm its conduct has caused, though it hasn't said how it will do that. The agreement also says communities hit hardest by the opioid crisis will be getting more financial support. That's news. I'm Raymond Neupert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast. With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, becoming mostly sunny with highs in the low 40s. Partly cloudy tonight, a low of 27. Mostly sunny with a high near 47 on your Sunday. For Monday, mostly sunny, a high near 49. Into the low 50s for Tuesday and Wednesday. Chance of rain by Wednesday night. For Thursday, chance of rain, a high near 50 degrees, and more rain Thursday night. That's weather from Severe Studios. Currently 29 degrees.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Yeah, I was just hanging out, some little West Coast town. Found a bar out by the sand, so I made my way. First thing that caught my eye, like nothing I ever seen. Sunburn auburn hair, a California dream. Yeah, she was shaking them hips. Some old Motown song, I couldn't say a thing. So I sang along. She was a heartache on the dance floor. Yeah, she moved it through my mind. I gotta know her name, and I got to see her. I drop by every night, I stay the closing time. My little mystery, that girl's killing me. So I put on this song, just to sing. Humming this little song, if I could say a thing, I'd want you to know. You were a heartache on the dance floor.
Heartache on the dance floor.
Yeah, you're moving through my mind.
Moving through my mind.
Oh, I got to know your name. I gotta see you again. And if you're listening,
while shopping. Teachers have forgotten where they parked their car. So true.
A goodbye song out on the lawn. The line between us was drawn. All I can see is you're gone and you left me here with this house on this ground. Every word, every
they're biting today. One big country star after another. Real Country, 1430.
It's that feeling that someone is standing behind me, and I turn around and there's no one there. And it's the sensation that someone just whispered, yeah, I still hear your voice, but you're not really here. Your memory is like a ghost, and my heart is its host. I can still feel you just as close as skin every now and then. I'll find myself in a crowded room on my empty bed. There's a place you've touched with your love no one gets close to. I can still feel you. 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 You said you'd love me forever. Then you said it's over and left me without the missing link. I thought I'd forget you, but I guess I forgot to. And lately I've been too confused to think. When I reach for someone new, it's like I'm touching you. I can still feel you just as close as skin every now and then. Crowded room on my empty bed. There's a place you've touched with your love.
Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Jenny grew up wild like a Blackfoot daisy, out in the shack with a blue tick hound. Broke as hell, but blessed with beauty, the kind that a rich man can't turn down. She caught the eye of an oil man dancing one summer night in a dime store dress. She had the looks, he had the mansion, and you can figure out the rest. It was all roses, tripping in diamonds, sipping on champagne. She was all uptown, wearing that white gown, taking his last name. She could hear the church bells ringing, ringing, yeah, they're ringing. sunglasses. And that next morning, sitting in the back pew praying with the Baptist, she could hear the
bells. So David Draiman from the rock band Disturbed is going to take the stage in Nashville, and he wants to perform a song, Don't Tell Me, a track that Hart's Ann Wilson had a duet with him on. And he wants Carrie Underwood to do it with him. He says online, what do you say, Carrie? Shall we rock? Wasn't clear if he was truly asking or if something may actually be in the works coming up for their show on February 17th.
Wisconsin Radio Network Sports Good Morning. I'm Tim Fisher. We'll start with college basketball, where ninth-ranked Marquette goes on the road today to take on Georgetown. The Golden Eagles looking to extend a five-game winning streak. Tip-off from the nation's capital this afternoon, set for 1 o'clock. Tomorrow, a battle of top 10 teams as sixth-ranked Wisconsin plays host to second-ranked Purdue. The Badgers looking to rebound after their overtime loss at Nebraska earlier in the week, while the Boilermakers come in winners of six straight. Tip-off from the Kohl Center for sixth-ranked Wisconsin and second-ranked Purdue tomorrow, set for 12 noon. To the pros, where the Milwaukee Bucks look to snap a two-game losing skid with the opener of a back-to-back in Dallas against the Mavericks tonight. Tip-off set for 7:30. To football, where the Green Bay Packers now head into the offseason after making it to the playoffs and winning a game. Packers general manager Brian Gutekunst is looking forward to the future and is ready to put the narrative of having a young team in the background.
It did wear on me a little bit, the whole young thing is an excuse, you know, and I think not only me, but I think, you know, everyone here, because we knew the kind of players we had, and it was just a matter of them, you know, working and together and getting through the kinks and getting through all the different things you have to go to. And I'm excited where they can take it from here.
With five picks in the first two rounds, Gutekunst looking forward to the upcoming draft.
I think we'll have 11. We're expecting about around 11 total, and there's never enough for me, as you guys know, but we'll probably have a little bit more volume at the top than we've had in years past. So, yeah, I mean, it gives us flexibility. It gives us, it allows us, you know, whether it's just staying and picking, trading, moving around.
On the college hockey, on the men's side, where the Wisconsin Badgers tonight play host to the Minnesota Golden Gophers. On the women's side, the Badgers will entertain St. Cloud State. I'm Tim Fisher, Wisconsin Radio Network Sports.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked.
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council. You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
With your choice of select sandwich, nugs, fries, and a drink, Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag is your go-to. Your nugget wing man. Your hot and crispy fry co-pilot.
Just like us. We're like the bag boys.
What?
Bag boys, bag boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we bring your food?
For a deal you can count on, bet on Biggie and choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Bag boys, bag boys.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes choice of JBC or crispy chicken sandwich with four-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. Third-party delivery pricing may be higher.
Real country.
Real country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Don't feel bad for you, but I feel bad for him. And all the hell you gonna be putting him through. Probably tell him we're a burnt out flame. Probably tell him that I ain't been on your mind. I ain't nothing but a long gone thing. You can curse my name, but baby, don't you lie. When you're chasing what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Coming over tonight, wish that truck in your drive was mine. Just like you know it's supposed to be. When you're up in his bed, am I up in your head? Making you crazy, tell me baby, are you thinking about me? Are you thinking about, are you thinking about? When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Do you hide your phone? Did you change my name? When he wants to go to our go-to place, do you tell him you can't? Then go out of your way to be somewhere, any damn where I ain't. When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, tell me who do you see? When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Coming over tonight, wish that truck in your drive. Girl, I know where you ought to be. When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, tell me who do you see? When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Coming over tonight, wish that truck in your drive was mine. Just like you know it's supposed to be. When you're up in his bed, am I up in your head? Baby, are you thinking about me?
Durand Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Plum City Wolves. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDM.
Girl, you cut those jeans just right. I know you didn't buy them like that, so baby, don't even try that. You dance, oh, you move, yeah, like there ain't nobody watching. But girl, you know I'm watching, don't lie. You got it all figured out. That smile has got me spinning around. Don't even try acting like it ain't no thing. Cause I can see you move a little closer, closer. Girl, I gotta get to know you, everything about you makes me want you, know what you're doing, baby, don't you, you've been looking over here all night, and when I look, you look away, oh, I love the little games you play, I bet you didn't mean to brush my hand when you walk by. Like you didn't mean to drive me crazy. Don't lie. You got it all figured out. That smile has got me spinning around. Don't even try acting like it ain't no thing. Cause I can see you move a little closer, closer. Girl, I gotta get to know you, everything about you makes me want you, know what you're doing, baby, don't you, I wanna get out of here and let me show you how good it would feel to hold you, put your pretty little head on my shoulder, oh yeah, don't lie, you got it all figured out, that smile. Closer, closer, girl, I gotta get to know you, everything about you makes me want you, know what you're doing, baby, don't you?
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, becoming mostly sunny with highs in the low 40s. Partly cloudy tonight, a low of 27. Mostly sunny with a high near 47 on your Sunday. For Monday, mostly sunny, a high near 49. And into the low 50s for Tuesday and Wednesday. Chance of rain by Wednesday night. For Thursday, chance of rain, a high near 50 degrees, and more rain Thursday night. That's weather from Severe Studios. Currently 29 degrees.
Brett Eldridge and Don't You on your station for the superstars of country music. It's the weekend. Mel McDaniel's on the way. Lady A and Corey Kent coming up.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin. And over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, becoming mostly sunny with highs in the low 40s. Partly cloudy tonight, a low of 27. Mostly sunny with a high near 47 on your Sunday. For Monday, mostly sunny, a high near 49. And into the low 50s for Tuesday and Wednesday. Chance of rain by Wednesday night. For Thursday, chance of rain, a high near 50 degrees, and more rain Thursday night. That's weather from Severe Studios. Currently 29 degrees.
This is Dairy Rewind, a look back at what happened this week in the dairy industry. Milky Monday.
Alyssa Badger, Vice President of Global Operations at High Ground Dairy in Chicago. Alyssa, you attended last week's dairy forum put on by processors via the International Dairy Foods Association. What was your takeaway? What did you hear in the sessions and in the hallways? And was anything said about the market order reform hearing recently resumed?
I think the general theme here was that we have some quiet markets and a lot of uncertainty. Usually there'd be some business getting done in the hallways, and there just really wasn't much of that. As far as the federal milk marketing orders, sounds like that's getting wrapped up, but we won't really know any of the consensus until around May or June. We do have a conference that we put on, the Global Dairy Outlook Conference, and we're hoping to really have something to share with our attendees, because it sounds like, again, there's just a lot of uncertainty around that too, and where we'll land on those decisions.
Tuesday.
Nearly all of the issues that are being discussed really relate to changes in the formulas that we use to price milk. 470 different exhibits that have been put forth as evidence to USDA as a part of this process so far. All of this information is really publicly available and transparent online. There's a website set up for this entire hearing process. And a lot of this really has to do with something that we call the make allowances. And these are essentially a way that we account for the costs of transforming farm milk into dairy products. We actually have seen some pretty considerable increases in what it costs to take farm milk and turn it into dairy products. And we haven't really done any changes to the way these formulas work based on what it costs for more than 15 years. And we haven't made any other major changes to federal milk marketing orders since about 2000.
Wednesday.
My name is Nathan Maroney. I'm the general manager with Del Rio Dairy.
So as you look ahead, what are your three big priorities that you're focusing on to be a profitable and sustainable dairy business in 2024?
For me, a big strategy has been to go into 2024 with the heavy hedge mind frame in terms of milk and what feed I may have already procured. We're in a situation where we are looking at less and less people producing milk. You're seeing quite a few farmers throughout the country that didn't have such a good time over the last year or two, and a lot of farmers going out. You're seeing challenges in terms of being able to replace the herd. And while you may say, oh, yeah, that's going to drive milk prices up, and it should, there's enough economic risks as well that I see that need to be managed from.
Thursday.
Joining us on today's Dairy Radio Now is Stephen Kane, Senior Director of Economic Research and Analysis with the National Milk Producers Federation, who's been in Indiana following the hearing. Stephen, thanks for joining us. Can you give us an update?
Yeah, absolutely. After starting this in late August, we have finally finished the hearing. Much later than any of us anticipated, much later than USDA expected, but we got through it. We covered a lot of ground, covered a lot of important topics that needed updating. I think we've made a solid hearing record for dairy farmers throughout the process, but we finally concluded. We've got a few more steps here that we still need to get through before we really get this all finalized and finished up, before we get the recommended decision, which that'll be coming out sometime around early July. We have some things to do before then. We have to finish some briefs, get the transcript finalized, have some kind of housekeeping back and forth with the USDA before that comes out. But then hopefully we'll get the recommended decision early July, then we'll get the final decision sometime around early November. And then hopefully after that, we'll have a referendum shortly after final decision comes out, and hopefully we'll get these put in place in early 2025.
Friday.
Our topic is going to be encapsulation. This is a technology that many dairy farmers are actually experiencing but may not be aware of it at this point. Most of this information was presented by Dr. Clay Zimmerman from Balchem Corporation, and basically looked at taking products that are degraded in the rumen and encapsulating them, usually in a layer of lipid material. And depending on the type of lipid material depends on how it's released in the rumen and in the small intestine. That lipid material, of course, is a pretty much controlled by the company that developed them at this point. Number one, the rumen stability. Number two, nutrient availability in the small intestine. How well does the product perform when it's being mixed into feeding rations? And then finally, of course, the biological performance of the cows. And farmers and listeners, you'll get that information from companies that are producing these products.
And that's Dr. Mike Hutchins. To listen to more, go to DairyRadio.com.
Dairy Rewind. The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange Friday, double-digit losses in the milk markets. March down 17 to 1735, April down 12 to 1764, May down 13 to 1792, June milk down 12 at 1815. Cheese markets were mixed on the day. Barrels up 1 to 155, 40-pound blocks down 1 and 3 quarters to 165. 5-trade a barrel, 5-trade a block on the day. Cash butter steady at 274 and a half, no trades. Grade A non-fat dry milk down a half to 122 and a half, one trade. Dry whey up a half to 50 and three quarters, one trade on the day. Live cattle markets, they continue to move mostly higher. There was some strength in some of the cash markets as the trade continued to react to that live cattle inventory report. Now, feeder cattle, that was another story. They moved mostly lower, profit-taking to end the week as the trade decided to take some profits. Meanwhile, hog markets said they were mostly higher in deferred contracts on positive export inspection news. February live cattle up 80 cents to 180.55. March feeder cattle down 7 cents to 244.80. April hogs up 7 cents to 83.82. At the Chicago Board of Trade, soybeans led the grain complex lower as the Brazilian soybean harvest continues, and that helped to pressure the corn market as well. Meanwhile, wheat markets were mixed, anticipating more precipitation over the winter wheat areas over the next few weeks. March corn down 4.5 to 442 and three quarters. New crop down 2.25 to 476 and three quarters. March beans down 14 and three quarters to 1188 and a half. New crop down 14 and a half to 1171. March wheat in Chicago down 1.75 to 599 and three quarters. May down 1.5 to 608. Minneapolis wheat March up 3.75 to 699 and three quarters. May up a half to 701 and three quarters. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor Certified Service Center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Customer owned, community minded, Synergy Co-op.
Grain bids from Elsevia Co-op Durand, cash corn 376, March 379, April 380, new crop 422. Cash beans 1099, March 1104, April 1108, new crop 1086. At Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 397 and three quarters, March 4 and three quarters, April 409 and a half, new crop 421 and three quarters. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 408, March 405, April 417, new crop 417. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 384, March 387, new crop 421. Cash beans 1108, March 1111, new crop 1096. Red Wing Grains, cash corn 417, April 426, May 429, new crop 426. Cash beans 1139, April 1169, May 1171, new crop 1116. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 385, new crop 421. Cash beans 1113, new crop 1096. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 148 to 176, Holstein fed cattle 123 to 156, market cows 70 to 110, bulls 98 to 118, calves 140 to 740, beef steers 150 to 280, Holstein steers 75 to 180. Sheep markets, market lambs 197 and down, ewes 85 and down, rams 100 and down, goat markets, does 110 and down, bucks 120 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Riverland Energy is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, becoming mostly sunny with highs in the low 40s. Partly cloudy tonight, a low of 27. Mostly sunny with a high near 47 on your Sunday. For Monday, mostly sunny, a high near 49. And into the low 50s for Tuesday and Wednesday. Chance of rain by Wednesday night. For Thursday, chance of rain, a high near 50 degrees, and more rain Thursday night. That's weather from Severe Studios. Currently 29 degrees.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Way back on the radio dial, the fire got lit inside a bright-eyed child. Every note just wrapped around his soul, from steel guitars to Memphis, all the way to rock and roll.
stacked against you, girl. Get back in bed.
I feel lucky. Professor Doom gonna stand in my way. I feel lucky today. Well, I strolled down to the corner, gave my numbers to the clerk. The pot's 11 million, so I called in sick to work. I bought a pack of Camels, a burrito, and a Parks. Crossed against the light, a beeline for the park. The sky began to thunder, wind began to moan. I heard a voice above me saying, girl, you better get back home. But I feel lucky. Oh, 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 I feel lucky, yeah. No tropical depression gonna steal my sun away. I feel lucky today. Was sitting at the bar. I bought the house a double and the waitress a new car. Dwight Yoakam's in the corner trying to catch my eye. Lyle Love is right beside me with his hand upon my thigh. Oh, the love, the story is simple but it's true. Hey, the stars might lie, but the numbers never do. I feel lucky. Feel lucky today.
Woo! The country music you grew up with. Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I've sent a dozen texts and I ain't heard jack. I guess she's busy playing hard to get back. So I bought roses and her favorite wine, thinking we'd be making up in no time. But I'm parked out here on her street. Looks like the joke's on me. Sitting here, I can't believe just saw a couple shadows kissing on her bedroom wall. It's looking like my plan didn't work out at all. Heartbreak turned into broke up. So now I'm finding out how a heartbreak tastes with a silver oak 1998. Drinking cab and a solo. Solo in the cab of my truck. Yeah, I thought about taking it back to the store, 'cause it's the nicest bottle that I ever paid for. But then again, if I had that money back, I'd just find a bar and go run up a tab. I could go for a whiskey, I could go for a beer, but hell, I'm already here. Sitting here, I can't believe what I just saw. Couple shadows kissing on her bedroom. So now I'm finding out how a heartbreak tastes with a
my truck.
For you 24/7. We're Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRD.